نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونتوب إلى الله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره الكافرون. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ونبينا محمد وعلى آل محمد وأصحابه وعلى كل من والاه واتبع هداه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. All praise is surely due to Allah. It's from Allah that we seek aid. It's from Allah that we seek guidance and forgiveness, and we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil within ourselves and the wrongdoing amongst our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray, and whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none whatsoever can guide. And I bear witness that there's no deity but Allah, alone and with no partner, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger, whom he sent with the truth and the way that is straight, that it may predominate over all other ways. So to proceed, I urge myself and you to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to hold fast to obedience to Allah, and staying clear from everything that He has forbidden. Taqwa Allah is the means of the slave to reach his Lord and his Creator. Dear brothers, stop in this month and at all times and contemplate the many favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, that which you know and that which you do not know. Beware of Allah's rights over you, and let your consciousness of Allah be appropriate to His perfection and majesty. Be embarrassed before Allah, as you should be, and as is befitting to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you not see the constant favors He bestows upon you, even though He is al-Ghani and has no need of you or your worship? Isn't He wise and patient with our foolishness, though He has complete power over us? How great is His patience with those who disobey and disrespect Him, though they have no power over Him? Did He not give you years and years of age and chance after chance to turn to Him in repentance? How short we fall in worship of Allah and fulfilling the covenant of this deen. Do we have no fear of that day of account taking? Has it slipped from our consciousness? Are we busy with other things? Do we not fear the day when all our actions will be hadir? They will be present. We know this word hadir, what it means. When a student comes to class, he raises his hand and says, hadir. He is present. But what does it mean? For every single action you ever did or didn't do, small and large, to be hadir, to be present all at the same time. You look and you see them, whether you remember them or not. And we will be shown that book which leaves out no small item nor any large item. Did we not ponder Allah's statement? بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الإنسان إنك كادح إلى ربك كدحا فملاقي. O man, you are struggling toward your Lord, a mighty struggle, and you will reach Him. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. Then at that time, as for the one who is given his book in his right hand, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. He will be given an easy and brief accounting. وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. And he will go back to his family, happy and joyous. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَهْرِهِ. But as for the one who is given his book behind his back, فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. He will call out for destruction, if only he could just disappear. Or as Allah said about them elsewhere, يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. They will envy the animals who have no hisab, and after they have died and been brought back for the justice of Allah, they will become the soil of paradise. And the kafir will say, if only I was that soil, why must my life be eternal? وَيَصْلَى سَعِيرًا, and they will come in contact with the fire. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فِي أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا, this one used to be with his family joyous. إِنَّهُ ظَنَّ أَن لَن يَحُورَ, he thought that this would never come back to him. بَلَا إِنَّ رَبَّهُ كَانَ بِهِ بَصِيرًا, no, your Lord was seeing everything. The path is clear. We have been left the path. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called it al-mahajjat al-bayda, the way which is well lighted, the way which is clear. And like the nations who came before us, we have two different ways to go astray from the path of Allah. In a word, they are arrogant and ignorant. And in Allah's word, they are al-maghdubi alayhim wal-dhalin. So every disobedience that we produce is one of two things. Either we know it's disobedience, and it's, for the Muslims, this is the bulk of it. Most of what we do, alhamdulillah, there is a consciousness, there is a reminder within us. When we backbite someone, somewhere down in our heart, we know what we just did. When we do something wrong, we know what we just did. And this is what brings the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what brings the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sin which is done knowingly. And the other word after arrogance is negligence. And this is when we don't give our deen its due attention. We don't learn what we should learn. Or we don't learn about ourselves what we should learn. Some people know much about the deen, but don't seem to know much about themselves. So they can spout. And the Prophet ﷺ told us about that, when he told us about the three kinds of land on which the rain falls. And these are the three kinds of people who are exposed to the message of Islam. Either they absorb it and benefit from it and bear fruit, or they hold it and don't benefit from it but pass it on to others, or it goes right through them like water through a sandy loam, sinks right through it and doesn't cause anything to grow nor any benefit. The mahajjat al-bayda is clear. The path of the Quran and the Sunnah has been made clear for us. There is no argument for any recalcitrant. No Muslim can go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, I didn't know. Because either you knew and you engaged in the acts of al-maghdubi alayhim, or you should have known and you engaged in the acts of al-dhalin and you bumbled through life and didn't seek the guidance of this deen so that you could become guided. Allah has distinguished the lawful from the forbidden and ordained and legislated for us His law and His rulings. He has commanded the obligations and every mandatory deed, and shown us the recommended as a means for further closeness to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has forbidden every evil and harmful thing and deed, and shown us the disrecommended to be avoided for our additional benefit and merit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has shown us the road to Jannah, and it is Islam, and shown us the way to the eternal fire, and it is kufr and sinfulness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put every good in obedience to Him, and every evil springs from disobedience to Him. How great is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how infinite His generosity and His grace. He even directed us to the special months and the blessed days so that we might take benefit from them, wherein rewards are multiplied and sins are erased. He prescribed for us extra means to His favor, though we had no knowledge of such, nor any means to acquire such knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا, just as we sent amongst you a messenger from yourselves, he recites to you our verses, وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ, and he purifies and cleanses you, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ, and He teaches you the book and the wisdom, وَيُعَلِّمُكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ, and He teaches you that which you never knew before. فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ, so remember Me that I may remember you. وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and be thankful to me, and do not commit kufr. Dear Muslims, Allah has granted us life once again to come to this great and blessed season of Ramadan. In the fasting of the day and the standing in prayer in the night, especially in the last 10 days, are great opportunities to strengthen our resolve and our bond to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In these last 10 is found Laylatul Qadr, in which any worship is better than that same worship for an entire lifetime, a month in which rewards are multiplied, sins are cleansed, and one's level can be raised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has extended the offer. It's up to you to take advantage of it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبي. Whoever fasted Ramadan out of belief and accountability, all the sins which came before will be cleansed. And in a similar narration, من قام رمضان, the exact same wording, but whoever stood for the month of Ramadan, meaning in the prayer of the night, إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبي, all of his prior sins will be forgiven. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further said, من قام ليلة القدر, whoever stood up in prayer on the night of ليلة القدر, إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر. So these are so many opportunities in Ramadan. The merits of Ramadan are so many. Suffice it to say that this is the month in which the Quran, the final communication from Allah to mankind, was sent down from His presence, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Lawh al-Mahfuz, to the preserved tablet in the lowest heaven, in preparation for its 23-year communication to us via Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a light and a guidance for mankind, Allah's last, final, and perfect message to mankind. There is no message to come after it until the day we all stand before Him, and none is needed. Fasting is at the head of all forms of good deeds and worship, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a secret between Himself and His slave. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قال الله تعالى, Allah said, therefore this is what we call hadith Qudsi, كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف, every good deed of any son of Adam is multiplied. الحسنة بعشر أمثالها, a good deed is rewarded 10 times, إلا 700 ضعف, up until 700 times. قال الله تعالى, and then Allah said, إلا الصوم, except for fasting, فإنه لي, that is mine, وأنا أجزي به, and I will reward it specially. يدع شهوته وطعامه من أجلي, he leaves off his food and other desires for my sake. للصائم فرحتان, and a fasting person has 2 great joys. فرحة عند فطره, a joy when he breaks his fast at the end of the day. وفرحة عند لقاء ربي, and another joy when he meets his Lord. Ramadan is a chance for us to do one-on-one combat with our own nafs. The nafs al-ammaratu bisu, the factor that is in most or all of us, that tries to pull us away from what we intend of obedience to Allah and sticking to the path. This nafs is the ego. This nafs is the opinion. This nafs is the drives and the urges. In Ramadan, it's one-on-one combat. There is no interference with this evil within us. Any evil whispering we experience is known to be from our own selves, since the evil whisperers are all confined for this month. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا دَخَلَ رَمَضَانَ فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, when Ramadan comes, the doors of paradise are open. وَأُغْلِقَتْ أَبْوَابُ جَهَنَّمَ, and the doors of hellfire are closed. وَسُلْسِلَةِ الشَّيَاطِينَ, and the demons are all tied up. Guard your fast carefully and stay away from everything which may invalidate your fast. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من أفطر يوم من رمضان من غير رخصة ولا مرض ولا يقضيه لم يقضيه صوم الدهر كله إن صامه. Whoever breaks the fast on the day of Ramadan without any specific permission from the Sharia or any illness, it could not be paid back even if he fasted every day for the rest of his life. Every Muslim is required to guard his fast by staying completely away from all forms of riba and namima and any uttering of falsehood, whether lying, false witness, or insulting another. He must guard his vision from seeing what it shouldn't and his ears from hearing what they shouldn't. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Whoever did not leave off the speaking of falsity and the application thereof, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no need for his hunger and his thirst. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, رُبَّ صَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ الْجُوءُ وَالْعَطْشُ. There may be a fasting person who gains nothing from his fast but hunger and thirst. وَرُبَّ قَائِمٍ حَظُّهُ مِنْ قِيَامِهِ السَّحَرِ. And there may be one standing at night in prayer who gets nothing from his standing except sleeplessness. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصَّوْمُ جُنَّةٌ مَا لَمْ يَخْرِقْهَا. Fasting is a shield as long as you don't tear it, as long as you don't destroy it. And in one version it was said to him, what can destroy it? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِكَذَبٍ أَوْ غِيبًا. By a lie or an act of backbiting. Dear Muslims, focus all of your concentration and ability on increasing your acts of obedience and worship in this season of all good. Maintain prayer in congregation to the maximum extent of your ability. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صلى العشاء في جماعة فكأنما قام نصف الليل. Whoever prays Salat al-Isha in congregation, it is as if he stood for half the night. وَمَنْ صَلَّ الْفَجْرَ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَامَ اللَّيْلَ كُلَّهُ. And whoever prays the Fajr after that in congregation, it is as if he stood the entire night in Salah. What incompetence and loss for a Muslim to carefully maintain his fast but then lose his Salah. Prayer is the source of all success and the first thing which will be reckoned on the day of reckoning. Whoever neglected it and lost it has lost in this life and the hereafter. Also strive your utmost to maintain the prayers of Taraweeh and or Tahajjud during the month of Ramadan. Keep yourself in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remembrance of Allah, especially during this month. Zikr has its specific forms, such as circles of reciting and learning the Qur'an, circles of learning generally, and repeating the narrated adhkar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both those connected to a certain time or event, such as learning to say the dua of traveling when you set out on a trip, learning to say the duas of entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, entering your home, leaving your home, and those which are general. Zikr also has its general form, which can be done any time and any place, and that is maintaining your consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acting accordingly throughout your day and your night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَفْضَلِ عَمَالِكُمْ وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ. Should I not inform you of the most noble of all your deeds and the most pure to your Lord? وَخَيْرٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِنْفَاقِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْوَرِقِ. And better for you than the spending of gold and silver. وَخَيْرٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْ تَلْقَوْ عَدُوَّكُمْ فَتَضْرِبُوا عَنَاقَهُمْ. And better for you than going out and fighting in the path of Allah, meeting your enemy and striking them. وَيَضْرِبُوا عَنَاقَكُمْ. And being struck by them. They said, بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Why yes, O Messenger of Allah, tell us. ذكر الله عز وجل. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, the remembrance of Allah, mighty and great. The best dhikr of all is the recitation of the Qur'an, and Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. Strive in this month to improve your recitation and take in as many meanings as you can, pondering them and applying them to yourself. Remember your brothers and sisters who are suffering all over the world. If you think you are poor or your budget is falling short, know without doubt that there are Muslims suffering through conditions as we speak, which are more severe than that suffered by any single individual in this entire country. Find a way to part with some of what you have and help those being tested with much more than what you are being tested with. Zakat al-Fitr is obligatory, but you should strive to do more than that. Follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the most generous of all people in every month, and even more so in the month of Ramadan. Every one of us Muslims in this country possesses much more than Rasulullah. And yet, most of us are not generous and give nothing. We have come to prefer being the lower hand, the one receiving. So the Messenger told us clearly that the upper hand, the one giving, is superior. The ultimate objective of all worship is ihsan, the extending of good to yourself, to your Creator, and to His creation. This objective is found in Ramadan more than any other time. All of these come together in this month: prayer, fasting, and giving. Along with this, much remembrance of Allah is facilitated, both by the fasting in the day, which clears the mind and reduces desires, and the standing in the night, praying and hearing things of much benefit. So exert yourselves, dear brothers and sisters, in this month, in all that brings you closer to Jannah, in which is found that which no eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and no heart can ever imagine. And exert yourself in that which will protect you and keep you away from the fire, for none of us knows when our appointed time will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ. Rush and compete to forgiveness from your Lord. وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ. And a paradise, a garden whose width is like that of the heavens and the earth. أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Prepared and laid out for the people of taqwa. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Those who spend and give in good times and in hard times. وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. And those who suppress their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. And those who forgive and overlook the faults of other people. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the people who do ihsan, the extending of good. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. And those who, when they do something untoward or oppress themselves, they remember Allah. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And they seek forgiveness for what they have done. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرْ ذُنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And who can forgive sins except Allah? وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. And they did not persist in that which they have done, and they know. So the worst of all forms of what I mentioned earlier, الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, to know something and act contrary to it, the worst of that is the one who persists. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the tawbah is for the one who did it in negligence or ignorance, and then turned to Allah in repentance. Repentance meaning that he left it, and he discontinued it immediately, and went on a better way. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Not to keep on going back to the same mistake over and over again, when you know. And this puts you in the sanf of الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, along with the Yahud and others. أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. The reward of these is forgiveness من ربهم from their Lord وجنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار and gardens beneath which rivers flow خالدين فيها therein forever ونعم أجر العاملين and how great is the reward of those who strive. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this month and of the glorious Quran which He sent to us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو التواب الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise is surely due to Allah, Al-Aziz, Al-Wahhab, the Mighty, the Giver, the one who described himself as Ghafir al-Dhamb, the forgiver of every sin, Muqabil al-Tawb, the acceptor of every repentance, Shadeed al-Iqab, but the harsh in punishment. Slaves of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. This fast has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those who came before you لعلكم تتقون as an opportunity to gain in taqwa. When you fast, make sure that your hearing, your sight, your tongue, and all of your parts are also fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفَثْ وَلَا يَفْسُقْ. When one of you is fasting, let him not be loud or obscene. فَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ. And if one insults him or tries to fight with him, let him say, I am fasting. And take your suhoor every night. It is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and very strongly recommended. Never boast about missing it as some of us do, saying, I wasn't even hungry. You have lost and not gained. Suhoor is a blessing and a sunnah and it should not be skipped. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَسَحَّرُوا فَإِنَّ فِي السُّحُورِ بَرَكَةً. Take this suhoor, for verily in the suhoor there is a blessing. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا يَزَالُ النَّاسُ بِخَيْرٍ مَا عَجَّلُوا الْفِطْرَ وَأَجَّلُوا السُّحُورَ. People will be in good condition as long as they break their fast quickly when the time comes and they delay their suhoor, meaning until shortly before Fajr, Rawahu Bukhari wa Muslim. Because this is a clear indicator that the people are still observing and honoring the sunnah. And they are still aware of the sunnah. Because when we become unconscious of the sunnah, even if we fast, some will prefer suhoor and some will prefer not to have suhoor. But if the sunnah is alive and well among us, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the people will continue to be in good shape as long as they break fast quickly and they delay their suhoor up until shortly before Fajr. This shows that the sunnah is alive. So do not engage in what some people have engaged in, saying that, you know, the time to start fast is X number of minutes before Fajr. The time to start fast is Fajr. It's not X number of minutes before. And don't engage what some have engaged in saying the time to break fast is X number of minutes after Maghrib. The time to break fast is Maghrib. It's not X number of minutes after Maghrib. And we will not be in khair, because the Prophet ﷺ said, we will be in khair as long as we break fast quickly and we delay the suhoor to the end of its available time. Feed others in this month. This includes both giving to feed the needy, helping community iftar in the masajid, and extending invitation for iftar in this month. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمًا كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِهِ مِنْ غَيْرِ أَنْ يَنْقُسَ مِنْ أَجْرِهِ شَيْئًا. Whoever fed a fasting person, listen carefully to this hadith, he will have a reward equal to that person without decreasing that person's reward in the least. This is not talking about feeding a poor person. This is talking about feeding any fasting person. Do you understand the ramifications of that? That means if we all sit in our houses and break fast, we all get one ajr. But if one of us feeds the rest of us, we all get, or that one gets two ajrs anyway. And if we go around feeding one another, or come to the masjid and feed one another in the masjid, we are multiplying reward for free. We're still fasting the same fast and eating the same food, but the rewards are being multiplied without anyone's reward being decreased. Slaves of Allah, verily Allah orders you with what He started with Himself. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Allah and His angels send their prayers upon the Prophet. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you who believe, send your prayers and your peace upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna tiba'a وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم زك أنفسنا أعط نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها. اللهم اجعلنا من المجتمعين على دينك المتحابين فيك وأقيموا الصلاة.